There are some probably undivided voters at this point looking to throw their support behind somebody in just a couple of days. What differentiates you between John Kasich and Donald Trump, specifically when it comes to Western New York values?
Well, I'll tell you, my priorities as president are threefold: jobs, freedom, and security. People all across this country recognize what we're doing now isn't working. The Obama-Clinton economy is a disaster. My number one priority as president will be bringing jobs back to America. As president, we will repeal Obamacare, we'll pass a simple flat tax and abolish the IRS, we'll rein in the federal regulators that are killing small businesses, we'll stop amnesty, and we'll end sanctuary cities. And the effect of all of that, we're going to see millions and millions of new high-paying jobs coming back to America. We're going to see manufacturing jobs coming back to upstate New York. We're going to bring jobs back from China, back from Mexico. And we're going to see wages rising again for working men and women. We're going to see young people coming out of school again, filled with hopes, filled with dreams, and having 2, 3, 4, 5 job opportunities. That's what this election is about, is getting back to a growing and thriving economy, getting the boot of the federal government off the back of the necks of small businesses.
Senator, you had a small town hall meeting today. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders had a much larger rally on Monday. Donald Trump has a much larger rally planned for next week. Mm-hmm. Did you feel you would have had the support to have a larger rally here?
You know, we're doing campaigning across the country that is not a big show, coming in like the Rolling Stones, making a lot of noise, and then leaving, but is rather doing what we're doing right here, looking the voters in the eyes, looking the men and women of Buffalo in the eyes, answering their questions, standing in front of them, answering their questions, being accountable. This is a job interview. We've seen for 7 years a president who thinks he's above the people, who thinks the rules and the law and the Constitution don't apply to him. We don't need that again. We need a president who is accountable to the people. And I'll tell you what is so encouraging. We are seeing Republicans uniting behind this campaign in the last 3 weeks. There have been 11 elections in 4 different states, and we have won all 11. We have beaten Donald Trump in 11 elections in a row, starting with Utah, where we won with 69% of the vote, a landslide, moving on to North Dakota, where we won 18 of the declared delegates to just 1 for Trump, moving on to Wisconsin, where the press said it was a perfect state for Donald Trump. They said Cruz couldn't win in Wisconsin. It's an upper Midwest state. Industrial state, not a very large evangelical population, blue-collar working class. It's actually a community whose demographics share a lot in common with upstate New York. And Donald, the day before Election Day, predicted a, quote, big victory in Wisconsin. Well, instead, on Election Day, we saw yet another landslide victory in Wisconsin. We won 48% of the vote. We beat Donald by 13 points. We won among women. We won among men. We won among young people. We won among independents. We won among working class voters. We're seeing Republicans unite. And then in Colorado, there were 8 elections to elect 34 delegates. We won all 34 of those. What we're seeing happening is the Republican Party coming together and uniting. And a big part of that is nationwide, about 70% of Republicans recognize that if Donald Trump is the nominee, Hillary Clinton wins. Hillary beats Donald Trump by double digits. If I'm the nominee, we beat Hillary. And what we're seeing is Republicans coming together in unity. You know, we started this race with 17 different Republican candidates. Of those 17, 5 have now endorsed our campaign. We've been endorsed by Rick Perry and Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush and Scott Walker and Carly Fiorina. And that is a sign of the unity. And we have to be united. We have to stand together if we're going to win this nomination. And we have to be united and stand together if we're going to win the general, beat Hillary Clinton, and bring jobs and economic growth back to this country.
So are you saying there's no consideration of a ticket with Donald Trump?
My focus is on winning, because Donald is the nominee, doesn't win. He gets clobbered by Hillary Clinton, and the stakes are too great. If Hillary Clinton is the president, we lose the Supreme Court for a generation. We lose the Bill of Rights. Our kids are buried in trillions more in debt. And we are trapped in the same economic stagnation we've seen for the last 7 years. I'm not willing to give up the future for my kids or your kids. That's what this election is about. And I couldn't be more encouraged at seeing the energy and enthusiasm You know, nationwide, we've got over 260,000 volunteers. Nationwide, we received over 1.3 million contributions. People going to tedcruz.org, signing up, volunteering, contributing. This is a movement from the people who want our government back. They want Washington accountable to the people. And I could not be more encouraged at the grassroots enthusiasm we're seeing on the ground.
So what are you
talking
about?
What is the line? There's been a lot of talk about delegate intimidation. What is the line for you between cajoling delegates and threatening them?
It's very simple. Violence is unacceptable. Threatening violence is unacceptable.
Will you send that message to your supporters?
But yeah, of course, but it's unnecessary because we don't do that. We respect the voters. The reason we have 1.3 million contributions nationwide, the strength of this campaign is the grassroots. It's the energy and passion coming from the bottom up. It is not designed. It is not mandated from the top down. It is we the people rising up. And, you know, you can see it in a campaign. As you know, you travel the country with me. We do events where we answer questions from the voters. We do what we're doing here, where we shake hands, we answer questions, we look people in the eyes, because I believe the president should be accountable to the people. Another example of that is debates. You know, it is astonishing that Donald Trump is terrified to debate, that he's decided no more debates because he's not accountable to the people. The reason Donald doesn't want debates, he can't defend his policies because he doesn't have any real substantive policies to bring jobs back to America. He doesn't have any real substantive policies to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism, and so he can't defend those. I think you owe it to the people to defend your policies, to answer their questions. And we have tried from day one to have a campaign that remembers who we are working for. You know, you look at Donald Trump's rallies, where he asks the people who attend the rallies to raise their hands and pledge their support to Donald J. Trump. This is America. We don't pledge allegiance to a man. We pledge allegiance to a flag. We pledge to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution. But we don't live in a monarchy. We don't have an emperor. And it is exactly backwards. It is not the people who should be pledging their support to a political candidate. It is rather the candidate who should be pledging their support to the people.
Thank you.
What is your opinion on another debate?
All right, thank you.